obviously disappointing. Had a chances, didn't finish it. And it's kind of been the story of our season, though. So, again, I take responsibility for that. I mean, somehow, some way, we got to find a way in the second half to finish games when we have an opportunity. Disappointed is to have the 86 team here, who did a lot of great things here, and see those guys and not be able to have them walk away from here with a win. And our players, I mean, our players have worked extremely hard. And like I told them, this is us. It has nothing to do with anybody else. We got to play better, finish, get better. And it's hard, but we're going to stay after it. You know, it's halfway through the season. We're 0-8, and we own the record, and we got to play better. It's just that simple.
Hugh, what do you think the biggest difference defensively was in the second half?
You know, again, I got to watch the tape, but, you know, it just seems like we couldn't get them down, you know. So, but, you know, I need to watch the tape to see exactly where we are as far as that's concerned. I thought we had a chance to make plays and to make them, you know. The interception potential to start the second half, you know, again, almost came down with that. And those things come back to catch you later on, you know, because it led to a touchdown. So, again, you know, these one thing about these guys, they're a resilient group, and they'll keep fighting. And but at some point in time, we got to win a battle. I do get that, and I think they know that, and we all do. So, because any leader can only lead effectively. But we all know the battle decides all. At some point in time, you got to win battles. So got to do that.
Hugh, what do you think went wrong with the offense until
the Well, we had chances. Had some chances to make plays, to make them, and you turn the ball over. I mean, it's no different than any game. I mean, eventually, you know, it's football. You know, people will slow you down a little bit, and then you got to – wrestle the momentum back, and then you got to make plays when they're there. And we had some chances and didn't make them. You know, if you make them, then it's a different game. If you don't, then these are the games it gets tight, and then all of a sudden every play matters. You know, so again, we got to play better. Just that simple, all the way around.
What did you see on a couple of interceptions of McCown?
Yeah, I got to watch the tape. You know, again, he battled hard, played his tail off, but you know, sometimes you can't. You got to hold on to the ball. You know, it's that thing about saying uncle. Sometimes you can't throw it. You know, it just because those are things that happen. You know, sometimes you're hoping somebody will make a play for you and just can't do it. You know, so, again, we'll get it better.
Seems like they really took Terrell out of the game, too, the second half. I don't think
he had a chance to make some plays. I mean, he had an opportunity to overthrow him, drop the ball, whatever it was. I mean, I know everybody think he disappears, but they will do everything they can to make sure he doesn't get it, and then we got to make sure he does, and then there's other guys we got to throw it to, too, which we did. So, just got to get better. You know, it's just what it is. You got to get better.
What did they do to stop the run today?
It wasn't about the run for me today. You know, we mixed the run from here and there. I think there were some plays that our guys made in a run. We do what we need to do to win football games. You know, so it's not about stopping the run. I thought our plan was different than what it's been because of their defensive football team, and I thought our guys executed for the most part. You know, we can't turn the ball over. It's just that simple. Yeah, it showed up, you know. It's true. I mean, those are fundamentals of football, you know, but that's what we got to get better at. You know, we got to continue to stress it and get our guys better, and our guys got to make that jump. It's just that simple.
Are you guys good enough to play for a half or sometimes three quarters but not four quarters?
I'm not going to say that. I mean, whatever it is, Coach Jackson's not getting our guys to do it good enough. So it's not – our players are trying, you know. We just got to keep working at it.
I know the crowd you had was supportive, but there were a lot of empty seats and no-shows. Are you starting to worry about
that? No, that's the last thing that's on my mind. I just got to keep – this team's got to get better. You know, that's what I'm concerned about. I'm not worried about the no-shows and people that come. You know, I respect our fans, and I appreciate the fans that did come to the game. You know, but we got to give them something to come to the game about. You know, so I get that. So I understand.
You've had second-half leads, I think, mm-hmm. four times this season. Mm-hmm. What's it going to take to finally finish one?
We got to do it. I mean, it's no magic to this. You know, our players, our staff, coaches, and the team, we got to go do it. You got to finish it. You know, we got to get this monkey off our back. You know, it's just that simple. So you said it. We've had chances. You know, you got to finish the game. You know, and those plays that I'm talking about in the second half that we didn't make. Some of the things you guys mentioned, tackling, this and that. We got to fix that. Because if you don't, that's what happens.
With it being the halfway point of the season and you don't have the wins to point to, where do you feel this team has shown improvement?
Honestly, I think the team has shown improvement everywhere. You know, I think there was good defense being played in the first half. You know, I think early in the game, played the run pretty well, made some defenses on the ball. I mean, so that's improvement from last week. You know, the offense was able to, you know, have opportunities to score points, get ahead, have a lead again at halftime. So I think that's improvement. You know, the disappointing part is, like you said, the second half. You know, I haven't solved that. So that's a problem. So I got to get it solved.
Did they make better halftime adjustments?
No. Oh, my Lord, no. It's not a – I mean, again, we have a chance to make the plays. It would be different if I thought we had no plays to be made. I mean, you just said it. Missed tackles, and that's not better adjustments. Has nothing to do with adjustments. I mean, that's just – you got to make those plays. That's what football is, you know. I don't think there was any adjustments they made that was so spectacular that we didn't. They just start making plays. That's what it is.
Do you think there's something there mentally for your guys?
I don't know. I'll figure it out. I don't know that it's mental. I mean, I can't answer that. You know, I'm not going to say it's mental. I just think we got to play better.
You had your veteran quarterback back, played a good first half, you know, going with the lead. Against the game, you know, people gave you a good chance to win this game. Is this one more deflating than any of the other?
I don't worry about what people give us a chance to. It's what we think. You know, we think we have a chance to win every game we've played if we play well enough. You know, we just haven't done it. So, no, I'm not more deflated. You know, I keep saying this. I'm probably more determined. You know, I'm being honest. This is this is rough, but this part of it, you know, we got to get better. And so from a staff standpoint to our players, we got to keep, you know, sawing wood at this thing and get it better. So I'm not more deflated, you know, by it or anything. It's disappointing, no question. I mean, you guys be tired of losing too. You know, but at the same time, you got to do something about it. Is nobody else can do anything about this but the players and coaches in that locker room. That's it.
Can you say what you do at quarterback now? Both guys are healthy.
It's way too early. I mean, today's Sunday. We just played a game. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure, during the week.
Talk about Andrew Hawkins stepping up big today with a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, he made some plays. That's what he is. I mean, he's made some plays, and he's one of the captains on this team. And again, he'll have a lot of say as we continue to move forward. He'll continue to make plays.